ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
We all want to make an effort to make the world a better place and reverse the frightening impacts of climate change. One option to live a lower carbon lifestyle is by going vegetarian, and more people are now opting for a plant-based diet, with menus now embracing this way of life. Well, one Limerick business has been ahead of the trend and has championed veggie food for years, and that's the Grove restaurant on Cecil Street. It's Limerick's only fully meat-free eatery, and it has recently been transformed by amazing artwork celebrating all things plant-based. I met Sue Hassett at the Grove Veggie Kitchen to talk about all things veggie and how attitudes are now changing when it comes to opting for a plant-based option. I also had a look at the amazing artwork by Naveen Dosos, inspired by nature, that now adorns the restaurant's tables and walls as part of this year's EVA International Exhibition. I began by asking Sue how the business began.
I didn't set up the Grove. My mum, Kay Whelan, set up the Grove in about 1982. It was a health food shop. So she used to sell supplements and dried goods and brown rice. So and then I'm here about 27 years. And when I came in, I changed from a health food shop more into a cafe.
What inspired you to have a vegetarian restaurant?
Because I was a vegetarian. That's the only reason why I set up a vegetarian cafe. I have no interest in meat products or... So that's why, and it was a natural evolution because I suppose the supplement and the health food side of things was always more drawn to that. It's a plant-based lifestyle anyway.
Okay.
Or definitely vegetarian lifestyle.
And do you find over the years that there's more people maybe trying veggie options? Was there much information back then?
There wasn't much information back then. And really what has stayed true in my business is that about 60 or 70% of my customers aren't vegetarian. They're just people who want to change, want something different, and they're happy to eat something veggie and then have maybe their meat at the weekend, or, you know, people that have made a conscious decision to try and be a bit healthier and eat more salads or eat more, but they're not necessarily vegetarian.
Did you get the same nutrient content and stuff like that? You can make it up to fruit and vegetables, can't you?
Well, you can, and absolutely. We've always done brown rice, organic brown rice. We've always done a pulse, like a chickpea or a kidney bean or whatever. And if you have those with your salad, you've got a complete protein there. So it is very easy to make it up. I'm aware that vegans are struggling with B12 and that, but there are ways around that, and there are food supplements that you can have with that. So nutritionally, you very easily can maintain a healthy diet with a vegetarian diet. And if you are just vegetarian, you're eating dairy and you're eating cheese and you've got your milk, then there should be no problem at all. But vegans can sometimes find it. But absolutely, with nuts and beans and pulses and everything, it's very easy to do.
Would you use many Irish suppliers or Irish vegetable growers?
I try to do my best, but, you know, we're in a city that isn't... everything has to be cost effective, and I can't start charging. We've always been well priced in the Limerick market, which we felt we always had to be. So we do our best to support anybody who's doing something, that's growing something, but we are aware that small individual growers and stuff have to be more expensive than other growers, so it has to work. So I do support as many as I can.
Would you like to see more Irish farmers maybe try and grow vegetables, because we kind of got out of it in recent years, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't it be great, really, if we went back to it and we weren't importing stuff? And I think maybe that is the way forward, and that is what's going to happen with climate change and with the problems that are going on. We are going to have to start looking, because we had shortages in the summer. You know, there was definitely shortages in the shelves. Tomatoes were hard, red peppers were impossible to get for a couple of weeks. Broccoli was impossible to get. So you know that we are going to have to start looking at ways of maintaining, the food supply.
And for any listeners who perhaps want to try one or two vegetarian meals a week and they haven't tried, where do you think they should start?
Well, we do a lovely lasagna. Now, it's not vegan, it's vegetarian, but we had one customer that was coming in for a couple of weeks, and after 2 weeks they realised we were a vegetarian restaurant. They didn't notice the difference.
My goodness.
So it's very easy. It's so easy to be a vegetarian these days with everything that's on offer. It is so easy to eat well and be a vegetarian, and all the information is out there. So, as I said, I never wanted to be a preachy vegetarian. what would be lovely is if people even tried to give up meat for a couple of days a week. It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. And I want to ask you about the beautiful art on the walls. How did that come about?
That came about from the biennial EVA exhibition that happens in Limerick. And I was contacted by a wonderful artist called Naveen, who lives in Greece but is English. And she wanted to do a mural in a vegetarian cafe. And the concept is it's about abundance and it's about free food. So everything on the walls can actually be foraged in the Limerick area.
Wow,
and
okay.
It's about returning to maybe that idea that we can sustain ourselves and feed ourselves. And even when she was here, she picked me a gorgeous bag of blackberries one day and arrived with those. So it is about free food, but there's also a little political message in there as well. You know, she's got the Extinction Rebellion sign, she's got the Just Stop Oil, where, you know, she'd be passionate really about them to stop drilling for fossil fuels. So there's little subliminal messages in there, but she did this beautiful, beautiful mural for me of forageable food.
The Grove Veggie Kitchen serves homemade vegetarian, vegan, gluten and wheat-free main courses, salads and desserts. It's located on Cecil Street in Limerick City. The 40th EVA International Exhibition is presented across various venues and sites in Limerick City, and you can find out more at eva.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.